EU claims global climate leadership as private jet use soars by 50%. By Simon Kent on September 25, 2019. The European Union, EU, is set to make a multi-million euro increase on funding private jet taxis for its officials, while also claiming to be a global climate leader demanding carbon emission cuts by 50%, if not 55%, by 2030. Although the organization is still 2 years away from the current air taxi contract ending, it has decided to raise the amount that can be spent by officials to 10.71 million euros, a 50% increase on the starting amount, Politico reports. The spending splurge comes despite new European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen pledging to raise the EU's 2030 emissions reduction target and set a 2050 climate neutrality goal. In order to reach the 2050 target, von der Leyen urged cutting carbon emissions across Europe by 50%, if not 55%, by 2030. "I want Europe to become the first climate-neutral continent in the world by 2050," von der Leyen told the EU Parliament in July, eliciting strong applause. Von der Leyen told MEPs that, as part of a Green Deal for Europe in her first 100 days in office, she would push to enshrine the 2050 target in law with heavy penalties for member states that fail to hit their EU targets as directed by Brussels. Whether or not private jet use by the EU is affected, if at all, remains to be seen. The bloc's original contract for private air travel said it was for the provision of air taxi transport services, charter jet aeroplanes, for use by the President or other members of the European Commission, for the European Parliament Presidency, for the President of the European Council, for the High Representative of the Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, and any accompanying persons, mostly in the European Union, according to Politico. This was for approximately 871 flight hours to destinations including Berlin, Stuttgart, and Strasbourg. But this was changed when a new notice said analysis of expenditure during the period already elapsed has led to the conclusion that this threshold will not suffice to cover the needs of the European institutions until the expiry date of the contract, i.e. April 30, 2021. However, a Commission spokesperson told Politico, "This does not mean that the total amount under the contract will be spent. The amended contract just provides a guarantee that the threshold will be sufficient to cover the needs of the EU institutions for the remaining period of the contract." Despite the EU drive for compliance with its harsh climate directives, there appears to be little resonance with citizens of member states. Breitbart News reported some 34% of Europeans surveyed said immigration was their top concern in 2019, putting the issue comfortably ahead of climate concerns that came in at just 22% of respondents' worries. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.